Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
And I'm really, really, truly grateful to Dean Vagnozzi and A Better Financial Plan as the proud sponsors of the Drive at 5. They are the reason we can chat together for 30 minutes uninterrupted. It's great. It's really wonderful. It is terrific. Dean and his staff at A Better Financial Plan focus on safe investments that are not annuities, but have a track record of delivering outstanding returns. They have just 4 investments. That's it. 2 for growth, 2 designed to generate income. And Dean is proud to have found vehicles to do both, which isn't easy to do. So Dean says, if you are someone who is worried about a market correction, as many experts think it's only a matter of time before the stock market comes down, and everyone wants to protect their money from a market beating. So if you're looking to shield your investments from the stock market volatility, but still deliver good returns, then why don't you call Dean Vagnozzi at A Better Financial Plan and find out what he can offer you? Pick up the phone now and listen to a free recorded message for information on how the process works. Here's the number, 855-371-1346, 855-371-1346. Dean Vagnozzi and A Better Financial Plan, the exclusive sponsors of The Drive at 5. We appreciate it very, very much. 855-371-1346 for A Better Financial Plan. So it's bad, but is it 25th Amendment bad? Like, if the weather's bad, but is it 25th Amendment bad? You know what I mean? Like, I have this itching and this burning, but is it 25th Amendment itching and burning? Wait, what? That's Bill Clinton. That was a different White House. Let's now continue. Let's back up a little bit. I'm sure you've already figured that out. Greg is better than this stuff than anyone else. So, Will, this is now Michael Wolff on with Don Lemon. My premise here is that if you're somebody who ingests the drivel on MSNBC all day or this book, you believe now, any minute now, the men in white coats are coming in. Or Mueller's coming in with an arrest warrant, like Elliot Ness. So the Democrats can't help the president because the guy's about to be removed, right? That's the premise
That's
of my...
if you've swallowed the Kool-Aid.
If you've drank the Kool-Aid. Okay. Drunk the Kool-Aid or drank...
Swallowed.
Swallowed the Kool-Aid. That's what you believe, and you are... So you watch this now, and this is what validates your thinking. Take a listen.
I don't know if it's half a joke or... But it's like one of the things they say, well, that was weird, but it's not... It's not 25th Amendment weird yet.
How many times would you say you heard that?
20.
More. 20 times?
Yeah. 20.
By top level people?
Yeah, I don't know one. Well,
in what context?
Well, by high level. There's a guy on a ladder, he was
all
painting.
Of them
it was high
talk
level.
About how alarming the president in his actions and his conversation is. So, therefore, it's a measure. How alarming is it?
Is it
just Donald Trump being Donald Trump? And sometimes they would say that. It's Donald Trump. But sometimes they would say, okay, it's bad. Is it 25th Amendment bad?
So I want to ask you about this.
That game was bad. Is it 25th Amendment bad?
Towards the end, and when Nancy Reagan was finishing his sentences.
And I
guess the media back then didn't really want to talk about it. Do you think that that's happened? Do you think that it's okay to question the fitness of the sitting president of the United States?
I think it's would be irresponsible not to, of course.
And so for those who are saying that it is grotesque and that it is awful and that it's beneath dignity to question the fitness of Donald Trump,
Those are obviously people who want not to question the fitness of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get it now? That's how it's every day, day in, day out on MSNBC and CNN, you get this daily ingestion of he's crazy. He's 25th Amendment crazy. So that's going to be our new standard. Is it 25th Amendment bad? You know what I mean?
Well, two things. First of all, it's a sin to bring up Ronald Reagan, who later in his second term, you know, we now know was suffering with the beginnings of Alzheimer's.
Right.
Okay? And to bring that up. I just think that's a sin, number one. Number two, so Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all these people meeting with the president, they're enabling this situation. Because they're spending a lot of time with this president today. All these bipartisan people, they're all in on it. They're in cahoots.
The important point here is that if you wake up every day and you ingest this drivel and you are somebody who's expecting him to be removed, they can't give him a win because he's about to be removed. Why would you help a guy who's about to be removed from office under the 25th Amendment or Russia? You're helping this guy?
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm reading Twitter. Brian Heffernan says Ben Affleck is Batman. Is 25th Amendment bad?
That's true. Yellowtail wine is 25th Amendment bad.
Way bad.
Without,
is it 25th
bad.
Amendment bad?
Is it 25th Amendment bad? That is the new question now, okay? Is it 25th Amendment bad?
Is it 25th Amendment bad?
Right. So, is it?
I mean, is Don Lemon 25th Amendment bad?
Yeah, is right. Is Don Lemon's show 25th Amendment bad? Is the Lesser's Cuomo show 25th Amendment bad? These are the questions.
Is the 25th Amendment bad?
That's what I mean. They were all wondering that. Hey, Johnny, did you go to that club last night? Yeah, I met that girl. She was bad. But was she 25th Amendment bad? Just saying. She was bad. Ah, man, I tell you what. My wife is so... Oh, she's so bad at cooking. I mean, but is she 25th Amendment bad? Huh?
25th Amendment.
Come on. This is the drivel, nonstop drivel, day in and day out. So here we go now. Let's see. We have Wolf on Morning Joe, admitting the Bush was rushed, blaming any inaccuracies on sources. But Mika, see, you have to understand. Last week it was unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos saying the book was basically true.
Basically.
Now Mika has another way for all of us to look at it, okay? All right, take a listen.
So we were talking before the break about some inaccuracies in the book, first of all, in a rush to get this to print for a lot of reasons?
Kinko's was closing.
Yeah, I mean, this book.
Kinko's was closing. I had it, Mika. I'm trying to make the copies. I'm binding it myself. And the guy's like, dude, 20 minutes. Let's go. So then I go to Staples and I can't find a place to park. And I'm like, screw it. I'm just publishing this. I'm just get it out there.
So we were talking before the break about some inaccuracies in the book. Were you, first of all, in a rush to get this to print for a lot of reasons?
Well, yeah, I mean, this book was reported and written in less than a year.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, remember, this history is moving pretty fast.
Yeah. So your kind of critics here will have some material to work with. There's misspellings. I know, for example, I'll just speak to the part where we are characterized in it, and there was a scene where Ivanka wanted to talk to Donald about women, and he kept saying, what, what, what? And then you say in the book that Ivanka shattered him. It was actually me. I said, Donald, women. And I had to make an hourglass to show him
Ivanka,
women.
Mika.
That was the only way he could understand.
It's almost the same name.
It was me.
So Ivanka, there's Mika.
I guess, do you worry
which
that
point?
Critics...
I'm not even sure which point was that.
That was at the lunch at the White House.
At the lunch.
Wait, but you know, but the bigger point is... Those,
do your critics run with that?
Yeah, he should have blamed it on spell check. Like, oh, the friggin' iPhone changes Ivanka to Mika.
It happens.
Right, it happens. Yeah. Like, you type Ivanka and it...
It's Mika.
Damn it, it came with Mika again.
It's basically true.
Right, so it's basically true. Ivanka, Mika. I mean, the letters are almost the same.
So that's fascinating. She can vouch for a glaring error.
Yeah, she can vouch for that. She's like, you know, I mean, technically it was me. Technically speaking, it was me. But let's not get bogged down by details.
Technically,
keep going.
Little specific things, but getting a part of a story wrong here or getting something else.
And sometimes, you know, you're dependent on your sources there. And sometimes your sources.
Right.
Now, I don't want to say who my source was in that particular thing, except that.
But sometimes the sources get it, a little off.
Okay.
And by the way, it's
but the spirit of it is
completely true. So a lot of this stuff I just not, and I don't represent myself as being.
The spirit is true, you see. The spirit of the book will guide you. Let the spirit of the book be your guiding light.
Oh my God.
The spirit of the book. See, technically speaking, it's not, but the spirit of the book, you see, the spirit lives on in all of us. It lives on and on. I mean, technically, that was me
saying some similar words.
And technically, I wasn't there. But then again, technically, Ivanka is also a human being. So, you know what I mean? Like, technically, you're not, like, it's the same race, the same human race. Yeah.
Blonde women.
Right. But,
may have said.
Yeah. There's a Mika M-I, Ivanka I-V. Like, there's an I in her, you know what I'm saying? So.
One is the president's daughter and probably his closest confidant, and the other is a dopey morning show host. Like,
to be fair, she's a morning show co-host married to the host. Okay. So let's not disgrace the woman.
But sometimes the sources get it, a little off.
It's a little off. Okay.
Right.
And by the way, it's
the spirit of it is
there's a lot of this stuff I was not, and I don't represent myself as being
the spirit
there.
Of this book right. guide you, you to pay $14.95, you suckers.
The spirit of
Got
the
it?
Book is true.
Wow.
So last week it was basically true. This week it's hashtag spirit of the book. So the spirit of the show, whether or not we get anything right or entertain you or inform you, the spirit of the show is what counts.
Exactly.
It's like Rich got 9 facts wrong during his show, but the spirit of the show, right?
Is what matters.
The spirit is what guides you.
Do you think if our ratings go down, we can go to the bosses and say, well, the ratings may have gone down, but the spirit of the show has great ratings.
And then the new thing is, like, when I get home from work, we're just going to be like, how was the show? I'm like, oh, it was bad. But was it 25th Amendment bad?
Is it 25th Amendment bad?
Is it 25th Amendment bad? Like, honestly, just try to paint a picture in your mind of people at the White House having that conversation. Like, but is it 25th Amendment bad, huh? Oh, look, there's the president. Shh. Stop making 25th Amendment jokes. I'm calling giant BS on that, all right? Like, the White House is kind of a small place, and I just don't think you're going to be making 25th Amendment jokes in the White House. Again, call me crazy. Maybe if you work at the new executive office building, which is 7 blocks away and technically is part of the White House if you have a golf cart that can take there. But if you're outside the Oval Office, you're going to be like, hey, how about some 25th Amendment jokes while we're waiting to see the boss, huh?
Is the 25th Amendment bad?
Okay, so that's also made up. All right?
Wow.
Wow.
So much fun.
Any other questions?
So much fun. So much fun to come to work every day.
It is. It's just, it's unbelievable.
But that's why they can't give the guy a win. Because he's so close, Dawn, to being taken out, you see? This close. They think, anyway. He's this close to being taken out. That is the steady diet that they're fed from morning, from the Lesser Cuomo show and Morning Joe, all the way up to at nighttime, when they turn off the TV, they are fed this drivel day in and day out. So now they can't turn around to their same Democrats and go, you gave the guy a win on DACA? We almost had him! What are you doing? And that's the political problem that Democrats are in right now in 2018.
Reach COE 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.